You're on The Burt Show.
So, Jen's been telling about how Iron Man is opening tonight at midnight. And of course,
Iron Man 2,
that is opening at midnight tonight, that I'm very excited about, obviously, because I'm a geek. And so I will, it's Friday night that I'm actually going to see it, not tonight at midnight. Mm-hmm. However, I have a personal connection with this movie that
so
I want
cool.
to share with you guys.
Okay.
So I have a friend, you know how we've talked so many times about how, man, if I could invent this, or if I had this great invention, if this would, you know, be something that would be successful, wouldn't it be cool, right? We've had that conversation over and over again. Bart, you've teased about if somebody came to you and said, you know, if I have this invention, will you invest, you know, however much, like we tease about
the Snuggie,
Snuggie and everything.
Or the fart blanket.
The fart blanket, mm-hmm. right. Well, a friend of mine has an invention that's a little more sophisticated than that. But a friend of mine for years has been working, he and his wife, on this invention that is called SimCraft, okay? And it's a motion simulator. And I've actually been in this thing where it's kind of a...
I bet you have.
It's been in, whatever. It's been in racing. It's like racing simulation, flight simulation. So a lot of race car drivers have tried this out, and some pilots have tried this out, because it is basically, and I don't know how to describe it, it's in this frame. So you're sitting in a seat in a frame where when you're in motion, it's very fluid because the framework allows the seat to move in all kinds of directions. So for instance,
are you watching a movie in front of you to make you feel like
there's
you're...
I believe it's like three independent screens that kind of give you a landscape view of what you're looking at. So mm-hmm. It was a couple years ago that I first tried it in their basement where, I mean, and that's where inventions are, right? In people's basement.
Sure.
And so sitting in there playing a racing game, and you talk about how we've been at Atlanta Motor Speedway and you drove the cars and how you banked up and how the banking mm-hmm. of a racetrack kind of puts you on the side. Well, with this...
Feels like you're going to fall over to your side.
Right. Well, with this, you actually, it moves to where you feel like you are banking on the side. You know, instead of like... Like,
cool.
You know, other things that might try to simulate things, it just kind of shakes. Well, this thing, because of the framework, allows the seat to move because there's nothing underneath the
cool.
seat. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-huh.
So anyway, so they have this invention. It's really cool. And they've been shopping it around all over the world. Well, it ends up, they had talked to Marvel, okay? Marvel Comics, who owns Iron Man. And sure enough, when you go to see Iron Man tonight or this weekend or whenever you go to see it, and Tony Stark has his basement of all of his toys where he has his motorbikes and his cars and everything, there is a SimCraft in Tony
nice.
Stark's basement
oh, really?
That he owns.
Isn't that cool?
And my friend's invention is in Iron Man 2 in this movie.
Now,
awesome.
Isn't that awesome?
How cool is that? So
besides
wait.
That just being cool, like ego-wise, will that turn into bucks for him eventually?
Oh, I'm sure. I'm sure. Because
people go, what is that thing?
Yeah, because people. Yeah, because it is a unique toy. Because, I mean, it's pretty much, you know, the ultimate, you know, man cave is if you're an Iron Man fan. I mean, Tony Stark is like this. He's big, you know, in collecting all these kind of things. So, yeah, people wonder, well, what is that? Because I recognize the car. I recognize the motorbike. What mm-hmm. is that? And then you can find out all more about SimCraft. But it is so exciting for them. So Friday night, we've got a whole SimCraft party. We're going and we're going to be
cool.
playing on
That's
the SimCraft.
Awesome.
And then as a group going to go see Iron Man 2 together.
Very cool.
So, yeah. So I'm very proud
and
of them.
You guys are going to be the only ones applauding when they show the first scene of
the
dude walking.
Yeah!
One whole row is going to be like, woo!
Here we go, SimCraft. Here we go.
So my question for people like me who maybe don't know Iron Man, who's Tony?
Tony Stark is Robert Downey Jr.'s character.
Okay.
And he's a rich guy. He's the owner of a company a technology company. And so he is, you know, a billionaire. So he has these toys that, you know, he's able to collect all kinds of classic cars and motorbikes and all kinds of fun stuff that he had in his basement. And he invented the whole Iron Man suit and everything because he's okay. technologically advanced.
I found out last night, gotcha. I didn't know this until it was too late, that my wife is so anti-Iron Man. She won't allow...
Why?
It was said in passing last night. I really got to talk to her more about it. But on Saturday morning... I took the kids to Target. That's how you know you're a parent, when it's 9 in the morning and you're at Target buying books and gifts for your kids.
Mm-hmm.
So Hayden really wanted this Iron Man mask, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't even know he was all that into it. I've seen like an Iron Man toy here or there at the house, so he's mm-hmm. really into it. So we go to Target and you put it on and it talks. It makes the Iron Man voice. So we were watching something on Nick last night and an Iron Man commercial came on and she's so anti.
What'd she say
about it? Did you have to sneak in and hide the mask that you bought, Hayden?
No, she realized that I didn't know, and Hayden knows the Iron Man rules, but didn't tell me about it, so I kind of got played on Saturday
nice.
Morning.
Oh,
he
used you.
Yeah. Well, totally did.
Daddy, let's go get Iron Man
well,
stuff.
And you know, he was so clever about the way he does it. I'm glad he's not listening, because I got to give him credit. He's just like his old man. That he told me that he wanted to get a book. And I'm like, if my kid wants to get a book, then man, I'm gonna bend over backwards if my kid digs reading that much. Let's get up on Saturday morning and we will go get you that book at Target. So we get in there and he talks me into one book and one toy. And I think his initial intention was to go in and get the Iron Man mask, and he used the book to get in the store in order to get the Iron Man mask.
Was the book an Iron Man book?
No, it was a Diary of a Wimpy Kid book.
Yeah.
But I think it could have been any book. I think he was just, that was his game plan right there, because the old man didn't know.
What are you doing with Rachel Ray's 30-minute meals, too? I don't know. Let's go get my toy.
But she started talking about yesterday. I got to be totally honest with you. As a husband, I sort of checked out. And as a dad, I checked out because it seemed to me so ridiculous that there are already Iron Man toys in the house. So when she was complaining last night that I bought this, I didn't even hear her reason why.
Okay.
But I heard her say the word violence, and I know she won't allow him to play with any kind of toy guns or anything like that. But we're not going to be seeing that movie for whatever reason.
Really?
Okay. Yeah.
Huh. Okay.
It was explained to me last night, but...
So you're going to miss the Simcraft in his basement.
You've been going out with somebody for 16 years. Sometimes you just check out. You can feel the vibrations on the ears.
You're right.
And you pick up some words, but yeah, I'm going
to
miss it.
For those allowed to go see Iron Man 2 this weekend, be sure when, it's kind of like it's almost like a seat in a cage, okay? It's like this framework. So when you're looking at Tony Stark's basement, take a look for Simcraft, and that's my friend's adventure right here in Atlanta.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Very cool.
Listen. It's The Bird Show.